早晨，很高兴啊 ，Vivian 姊妹可以回来服侍。
I'm so glad to be here, myself.
她是暂时借调出去了。
I am being sent out.
啊 ，Welcome home.
Thank
you. 那今天早晨呢，我想在开头的时候先和弟兄姊妹们一同读一段圣经。
And let us begin reading the word of the Lord.
请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们从十七节读到二十四节。
We will read from verse 17 through 24.
以弗所书第四章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24.
所以我说，且在主里实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬，良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。你们学了基督却不是这样，如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of their thinking. They're darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurityWith a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
今天早晨呢，我想要和弟兄姊妹讲到新生活。
And this morning I'd like to speak with you about new life.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第四章这里有非常重要的劝勉。
And Apostle Paul has such exhortation in the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
他告诉我们，当基督徒蒙恩得救之后，
He tells us once a person becomes a Christian and is saved,
我们的行事不要再像外邦人。
That we ought to live like a Gentiles do.
那么外邦人呢，这里讲到那些没有信主的人。
We ought not to live like a Gentiles do who are the unsaved.
他们里面是没有神的生命。
That in them there's no life of God.
那这一段话刚才我们读过的乃是对基督徒的劝勉。
And this particular passage we just read is an exhortation to those who believe.
就是我们里面已经有了神的生命。
That is to those who have the life of God inside of them.
我们的生活就不要再像外邦人。
That so we ought not to live like that of the, like a Gentile.
在这里保罗告诉我们。
And here Paul tells us.
若是我们与神的生命隔绝的话。
If and when we are separated from the life of God.
我们虽然蒙恩得救但是我们基督徒的生活可能跟外邦人还是没什么分别。
Even if we're saved, but then our life would not be any different from that of a Gentile.
这里这个隔绝这个字。
Here the word separated.
啊，它原文有疏远的意思。
It means distant in the original language.
虽然你蒙恩得救，你有主的生命。
Even though that you may have the life of God in you and you are saved.
但是呢，你和这个生命的疏远。
Yet you're distant from this life of God.
你不重视这个生命。
And you do not pay attention to such life.
这是一方面的意思。
And so this is one meaning of the word separated.
那另外一方面还有一个意思。
Another meaning.
就是说
你转移了。
That you have turned your attention to something else.
那么当你把注意力从主的生命转移的时候，
When you shift your attention from the life of God to something else,
你的生活很容易就重新落到那个外邦人的光景中。
Then your life would become that of a Gentile.
今天早晨我想我先在这里做一个简单的提醒。
And so this morning I'd like to give you a simple reminder first.
这一段话语给我们是非常重要的一个教训。
That this particular passage contains a very important teaching.
保罗告诉我们说我们学了基督。
Paul says that when you learned from Christ.
在圣经的原文说你们不应该是这样来学基督。
And in the original language it means that you should not learn from Christ in such a way.
那么我们应当如何来学基督呢？
That you did not come to know Christ in that way. So how should we come to know Christ?
我们晓得基督曾经在肉身中间把这个生命彰显出来过。
We know that Christ had manifested the life of God through his flesh.
他是我们属灵生活的一个榜样。
That he is the very example of our life as a Christian.
今天我们基督徒属灵生活不是按照人的样式。
Today we do not live as a Christian according to a pattern of a man.
我们也不是跟随任何的人。
Nor are we following anyone.
我们乃是跟随基督。
But we're following Christ.
只有基督才是我们正确的一个榜样。
Because only Christ is our example.
那你学基督应该怎样呢？
So how should you be when you learn from Christ?
他说你就必须要脱下旧人。
He said that you should take off this old self.
要把旧人原来的行为把它摆下。
That you need to put off your old self with all its old deeds.
然后呢，你要穿上新人。
And then you need to put on a new self.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经中提到旧人和新人。
Brother and sister, in the scripture, when it mentioned about the old self and the new self,
这个旧人呢，就指的旧生命说的。
This old self speak of the old life.
这个新人呢，是指的新生命说的。
While the new life speaks of the new man speaks of the new life.
所有的生命呢，都有他自己的性情，有自己的特性。
So every life has its own very own characteristics.
所以你蒙恩得救之后。
And so when you're saved,
如果你不知道怎样跟随这个新的生命，
if you do not know how to follow this life,
你仍旧活在这个旧的生命的里面，
then you're still living in this old life,
那么你所过的生活就跟世人是没有分别的。
Then the life you live would be indistinguishable from that of a Gentile.
你如果跟随新的生命，
but if you were to follow the new life,
你就会活出一个新人的生活。
Then you would live out a new self.
这两个生命在性质上面是完全不一样的。
That these two different lives are completely different and separate from each other.
说我们要感谢神。
So we need to thank God.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候，
Once when we're saved,
我们已经从基督领受了一个新的生命。
We have received a new life from Christ.
因为有这个新的生命，
And because of this very life,
所以我们应该过新的生活。
That we need to live out a new life.
这是神在我们身上所给我们极大的恩典。
And that is a great grace that God has given to us.
所以一个基督徒要懂得如何来过新的生活。
So for a Christian, we must understand how to live a new life.
我们知道当你有了这个生命之后，
We know that once you have this new life in you,
你必须要在这个生命里面行走。
And you must walk according to that life.
所以我们一再提到，
So often we mention this,
基督徒的生活是活出来的，不是做出来的。
That the life of a Christian is to be lived out.
这是主赐生命给我们一个重要的目的。
And that is a very important purpose why God is giving us this life.
所以今天你蒙恩得救了，你还是想着去做的话呢？
So if you're a Christian, you're still trying to work out a life.
那么你的生活定规你会发现是充满了愁苦。
Then you will be filled with sorrow and weary with burden.
其实神很爱我们。
But you know God loves us so much.
他知道我们做不出来。
He knows that we cannot work out our life.
所以他把新的生命给我们。
So he has given us a new life.
所以你基督徒要懂得怎样活在这个新的生命的里面。
So as a Christian, you must understand how to live out and live in this life.
我们都晓得今天在神所创造这个宇宙的里面。
You know, in all the creation that God has created,
各种不同的生物 他们的生活都是根据于他们的生命。
That all the different kinds of organisms we see, they live our life according to their very characteristics.
他的生命是什么样一种的品质
？And according to its the very nature of its life,
他就自然过什么样的一种生活
？It lives our life according to its nature.
所以我们晓得我们的旧生命也有他旧生命的一个品质。
So we know that our old life also has a characteristic.
如果我们活在这个旧的品质里面的话呢
？If we live within that old nature,
我们自然的过的就是世人的生活。
Then we will live our life of a Gentile.
如果今天你过在神的这个生命的里面
，But if you live according to the life of God,
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
那是一个不同的品质的。
Then that would be a very different nature.
基督徒的生活是从这里开始活出来的。
That is the very source of our Christian living.
所以在约翰福音三章第六节里面呢。
And therefore, in Gospel according to John chapter 3 verse 6.
啊，这句话，它是一个可以说是一个 statement。
And
it
is a statement. It is also a principle.
啊，他说呢。从灵生的就是灵，从肉身生的就是肉身。
He says that flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit.
这是一个完全清楚的一个分界线。
This is a very clear distinction.
所以属灵的生命跟我们旧有人的生命是完全不一样的。
So the life of the spiritual life is so different, far different from that of a natural life.
你无法从你原来旧有的生命里面产生出属灵的果效出来。
You cannot produce any fruit in the spirit when you live out from the old life.
你只有在属灵的生命里面才能产生属灵的果效。
You can only live out the fruit of the spirit if you're living in the spirit.
我觉得今天啊，很多神的儿女们呢，对于这个。不太会分辨。
And I really feel that many Christians do not understand this very well.
我们以为说啊，现在我信了主，做了基督徒了。
And we often think that since I'm a Christian,
我要改过自新。
Then I really need to renew myself.
从今天开始起，我要把我自己改变的更好一点。
So from this day forward, I shall change myself to be a better person.
你可以立志。
And you can purpose to do that.
但是你绝对做不到。
But you can in no way accomplish.
保罗也试过的。
Because Paul tried it.
保罗试过的结果是什么
？And what was the result of his trying?
保罗说：“我真是苦啊。”
He says, "Woe to me."
啊，他说：“我立志为善，由得我；自行出来，由不得我。”
He says, "I can purpose to do good, but I cannot live it out."
请我们记得，从灵生的就是灵。从肉身生的就是肉身。
Please remember that spirit gives only the spirit gives birth to spirit, and the flesh can only give birth to flesh.
所以这个生命的根源不一样。
So it is absolutely different source of life.
所以它后面的结果是完全不一样。
Therefore, it brings out a different fruit.
我们记得在创世纪第一章。
We remember in first chapter of Genesis.
神创造了整个的万有。
When God created all creation.
在创世纪第一章里面有一个词出现很多次。
And in the first chapter of Genesis, there's one word that occurred more often.
那就是各从其类。
That is after its kind.
啊，你是个什么生命，你就是那个样。
And you will live out according to the very nature of your life.
所以属灵的事情呢，做不了假的。
So you cannot fake it, the spiritual things.
你外表看起来装得很属灵，样子很好。那个在神眼中来看是虚伪的东西。
And you can pretend to be spiritual outwardly, but to God it is not so.
所以你活在神的生命里面，就活得很自然。
But if you were to live in the life of God, then you live out that life so naturally.
感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神把这么宝贵的生命赐给我们。
That God has given us such a precious life.
弟兄姊妹，你要懂得怎样活在这个生命的里面。
Brothers and sisters, you must understand how to live in the life of God.
所以这个生命在我们里面不住的增长。
So as this life continue to grow within us,
它会产生一种的改变，是里面的改变。
It will produce a transformation from the inside.
啊，今天很多神的儿女们呢， 也追求这个改变，一直都在外面做改变。
And oftentimes, brother and sister was seeking the kind of transformation from the outside.
这个不需要的。
And you don't need to do that.
所以感谢神。
And we thank the Lord.
神把新生命给我们。
That God has given us this new life.
神也要求我们过新的生活。
And He also demands us to live out this new life.
那么我们要问一件事情啊。
And we need to ask a question then.
我们怎么知道今天我们所过的是新的生活呢？
How do we know that we're living out a new life?
那么这个新的生活有没有什么特征呢？
Whether this new life has some special traits or characteristics.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
新生命是有很多不同宝贵的特性。
That to this new life, there are so many different precious traits or characteristics.
今天早上我先不说这个。
And this morning I will not focus on that.
我要讲到我们生活上面的一个实际的表现。
But I'd like to share with you a practical manifestation in our life.
当你拥有这些特征的时候。
That when you, possess these special traits in your life.
就证明说呢，你是活在新生活的里面。
Then by those characteristics and traits, it proves that you live in this new life.
今天我们看见这个电灯亮。
When today we see a light is light up,
我们知道有电在这里。
We know that there is electricity.
是吧？这是很简单的道理。
And that's something very simple.
今天呢，你的生活表现出基督的样式。
Today, if your life manifests Christ,
那就证明你是活在新生命的里面。
And that proves that you live within that new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们要从这个新生活的这种特征呢。
That we want to understand from the traits of this new life.
来看一看到底我们今天是不是真的活在这个新的生命的里面。
To evaluate whether we are truly indeed living in this life.
当然这些特征有好多点啊。
Of course there are so many different special traits to this new life.
并且这些特征呢是包括在新约圣经里面所有一切关于行事为人的教导。
And it is included in the teaching of how we, the life that we ought to live, and that is taught in the, presented by the New Testament.
如果我们把主耶稣对于这个生活的教导和使徒们对于生活的教导呢，拿来看的话太多了。
And if we look at how the apostle taught and how Jesus taught about the way we ought to live, then you can see, find so many passages.
这些生活外面的表现虽然是非常的复杂的。
Even though it is quite complex.
但是呢，它里面有一些的特征呢，却是非常的明显的。
But there are certain traits that there's that's very obvious.
所以今天我们不去讲这个外面行为上所有的这种要求。
So we do not want to talk about the requirement of your deeds.
我们要先看一看那个新生活的这个特征。
But we want to look at special traits or characteristics of a new life.
我想在这里呢，头一个特征。
I think the very first is, trait.
请我们看罗马书第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
所以这里呢，第一个特征就是这里所说的那个生命的新样。
So the very first, characteristic is the newness of life, a new life.
我们都晓得当你一蒙恩得救的时候
We all know that once you're saved,
你在基督里面就成了一个新造的人
That in Christ you became a new creation
你一切都更新了
That the old has passed away, all has become new
这是这个生命所带来的一个荣耀的结果
And that is a very glorious result of this new life
所以如果你活在这个新生命的里面
So if you live within this new life
那么你的生活中间一举一动都是新生的样式。
Then in your life, new life, you will be filled with this, traits and characteristic of this new life.
当然，这个新里面包括的一个感觉是新鲜。
And of course, this new, speaks of a freshness.
啊，我想有很多基督徒这样的经历，当我们刚刚得救的那一天呢。
So many, as many Christians have experienced the very first time, the first day that you were saved.
哇，我们里面产生了一个全新的感觉。
That we have this sense of newness, freshness.
好多弟兄姊妹告诉我，第二天早晨起来一看这个世界， 好像都不一样。
Many brothers and sisters told me that when they wake up, they woke up the next morning, everything seems so different.
那么新鲜。
Everything is so fresh.
那么叫人喜悦。
Everything is so pleasing to the heart.
其实呢，他今天看见的天地跟昨天看见的是一样的，没有改变。
But in actuality, everything he has seen today is just the same as yesterday.
为什么产生这样一个新鲜的感觉呢？
But why is it that he feels such freshness in his heart?
这是生命里面所带来的感觉。
It is brought by this very new life.
但是圣经告诉我们呢，
and the Bible tells us,
这个心啊，
and this newness,
它不光是一个所谓感觉上面的一种心，
it is not a sense of freshness, it's not just a feeling of being fresh,
它乃是一种性质上面的心，
but it is complete newness in its very nature.
我们要晓得感觉会过去的，
you know that feelings can pass,
所有新鲜感觉的刺激很快就过去，
and anything that is exciting, a sense of excitement will pass.
但是如果你活在这个生命的性质里面的时候呢，
but if you live within the very nature of our new life,
它永远都是新的，
then it will be forever fresh.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是过新生活头一个秘诀。
And brother and sister, that is the very first secret to live in the new life.
因为我们知道，只有在旧有的生命里面，旧生命呢，它才会说有所谓的成就。
Because we know that only in the old self there's such thing as the oldness.
所以你看一个基督徒啊，整天在那要求改变这个、改变、改变那个的时候。你就知道还是活在旧生命里面。
So if a person trying to change himself from the outside, change this and change that about himself, you know that he's still living with his new old self.
Yeah, 我刚到美国的时候，他们告诉我美国人最喜欢搬家了。
And when I first came to the States, they tell me that Americans love to move around.
平均大概四年搬一次家。
And the average, time they move to the next location is about 4 years.
为什么他追求这个新鲜的感觉？
Because they want to pursue this sense of freshness.
所以呢，一再的需要改换环境。
And so they need to change their environment.
这是天然生命的一个现象。
And that is a very natural characteristic of this natural self.
我们要知道，今天我们虽然蒙恩得救了，
But today, when we are saved,
这个天然生命的感觉仍旧在我们里面。
Even if we're saved, this feeling of old self still within us.
所以我们看见今天在基督教里面神的儿女们的光景。
And so today, as we look upon the conditions of the children of the Lord,
很多人也是一再的要求改变，要求改变。
So many pursuing after change or newness.
要方式上改变。
Change in their methods.
啊，做法上面改变。
Change in the way they used to do things.
所以很多人呢，因此天天动脑筋就在怎么改变。
And so oftentimes they would spend so much energy on how to change.
所以一个新的东西出来的时候，哎呀，对一些弟兄姊妹产生刺激。
And so when something new comes up, the church and it will draw the attention of many brothers and sisters.
但是很快的这个刺激的感觉呢，慢慢没有了之后呢，它就陈旧。
And oftentimes that excitement died down and it become old.
弟兄姊妹，神给我们的带领不是这样。
Brothers and sisters, that is not the way that Christ leads us.
神所赐给我们的是一个新的生命。
Because what God has given us is a new life.
永远不会陈旧。
It is a life that will never become old.
所以一个基督徒啊，如果对聚会慢慢感觉厌烦啦、疲惫啦、陈旧啦，就告诉我们弟兄姊妹，你是活在旧生命的里面。
So brothers and sisters, if you have gradually lost your interest in coming to meetings and gathering brothers and sisters, then it tells you that you're living within that old self.
我常常讲，有时候你打开诗歌一看，又是这首诗歌。
And oftentimes I would say, you open a hymn book and you say, wow, we're singing the same song again.
这个都唱了几百遍。
I would say that so many times, hundreds of times.
能不能换一点呢？
Can we just change
the song? 能老唱这个呢？
Can we change a different song?
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, what does it tell us? That you're living with this feeling of this old self.
有的好的诗歌。
And some of the very good songs.
你如果活在生命的感觉里。
If you're living within the sense of this new self.
每一次唱都是新鲜的。
And every time you sing it, even though it's old, it is fresh.
不需要去更换这些东西。
You don't need to change it.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters. 因为
主赐给我们的是一个新鲜活泼的生命。
Because God had given us a fresh and new life.
这个呢，就如同什么呢？如同一个泉源一样。
And it is just a living fountain.
你那个泉源呢是不会改变，但那个水是不断的改变，对不对？
that the water within the spring might change, but the spring will not change.
它不，那个水是涌出来的水是不断的改变。
The something about the spring will never change is that it will well up constantly.
你不需要去改变那个泉源嘛，它里面的水不断出来都是新鲜的。
You don't need to change anything about the spring because the water will continue to well up.
啊，或者我再用简单的说法。
Or maybe I'll give you a simpler illustration.
比方说我家的那个水龙头啊，我已经用了十几年了。
You know the faucet in my household has been more than 10 years.
哎，我每一次去打开水的时候，我只注意它水流的畅不畅通，对不对
？And every time I would turn on the faucet, I would just see if the water comes out continually.
哎，我才发现我很少去注意那个水龙头。
And I don't pay much attention to the faucet itself.
所以你到我家了，那我们知道我们自来水可以喝的，打开了水打了就喝了。
So if you come visit my house, you know that you can drink from the tap, rather just turn on the faucet and there's water.
有谁的家里面天天在换水龙头的
？Anybody who would change their faucets daily?
啊。你家里是这样的吗
？Do you do that in your household？
不需要天天换水龙头，对不对
？No, you don't need to change the faucet constantly.
因为这个水流出来是新鲜的。
Because the water is fresh that comes out that faucet.
那是最重要的，对不对
？And that is the most important thing.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，你懂得过属灵的生活吗
？So, brothers and sisters, do you know how to live a spiritual life？
你所要的是让这个生命从你里面涌流出来。
What you desire is that this life will well up from you.
改变外面的方式和这些是次要的东西。
And it is secondary to change anything outwardly.
如果我们的注意力光是放在这些外表事物上的改变，
If your focus is on the outward change,
就证明你还是活在旧生命的里面。
Then that proves that you are still living in this old self.
活在新的生命里面。
But when you live in this newness of life,
不需要去改变这个的。
You don't need to change those things.
我常常碰见一些真正活在属灵生命里面的人。
Oftentimes when I met someone who really lived a spiritual life,
你任何一个时候你碰见他都是很新鲜的。
Anytime you encounter this person, there's a freshness about him.
环境没有改变。
The environment did not change.
事物没有改变。
The circumstances did not change.
啊，甚至聚会的人也没改变。
And people in the congregation did not change.
但是你每次碰见他都是新鲜的。
But every time you encounter this person, he or she is fresh.
为什么他是活在这个生命的里面
？It's because he or she lives within the newness of life.
当然，主有时候在外面给我们一点点改变也是好的。
So, well, sometimes God does cause a certain change outwardly, and that is good.
但是更重要的是你要活在这个生命的里面。
But what's most important is that you live within the newness of life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是多么宝贵的一件事情。
How precious this truth is.
外面的东西啊，都是逐渐的会过去的。
You know, anything outward, would pass away.
所以保罗在哥林多后书第四章里面说呢。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们的外体虽然一天毁坏一天。
That our outward body will continue to corrupt day by day.
但是里面的人呢，却是一天新似一天。
Yet the inner man becomes newer every day.
他是越来越新鲜的。
Because it becomes more and more fresh and newer and more
new. 因为他每时每刻都是涌出来，都是新鲜活泼的水。
Because it's just like a spring wells up a living water.
这是主给我们何等大的恩典。
And that is wonderful grace that God has given to us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
所以求主转变我们的眼目。
So may the Lord change your attention.
我们不是注视这个外面看得见摸得着的东西。
That we do not focus on things that's outwardly that is touchable, that's tangible.
我们所注意的乃是里面那个生命的那个光景。
But what we focus on is the condition of our inner man.
啊，那些懂得活在新生命里面的人有福了。
And blessed is those who know how to live within the newness of life.
我们不需要在外面去追逐这些东西。
We do not need to pursue all these outward things.
所以我们能看见有一些弟兄姊妹，因为他天天活在主的跟前。
And we see how many brothers and sisters as they live before the presence of the Lord.
他与主有美好的交通。
That they have such a wonderful fellowship with the Lord.
生命的活泉不断的在他里面有供应。
And there is just like a spring wells up a living water continually.
你看他就对于外面的事物啊，越来慢慢的兴趣就越减。
And gradually that person will lose the interest towards outward things.
所以弟兄姊妹。新生活的头一个重要的特征
The very first special trait of a new life
就是一个新样
It is a newness
啊，这个新样呢是从生命里面出来的
That this newness is manifested from a new life
啊，那么第二个点
And a second characteristic
我们看约翰福音第四章
We will look at Gospel according to John, chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
Gospel according to John, chapter 4.
四章第十四节。
Verse 14.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
John 4:14. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
这里告诉我们说呢，这个水是直涌到永生的。
Here it says it's a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
那就说这是一个活泉。
It means that it's a living water.
也告诉我们这里新生活的第二个特性就是什么呢？永不枯竭。
So the second characteristic of this newness of life is that it's inexhaustible.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹讲说，哎呀，我最近很枯干呢。
And oftentimes we hear brother and sister says that nowadays they feel so dry inside.
按理说呢，这个话呢是不对的。
And actually that is not a correct saying.
一个基督徒啊，永远都不会枯干。
Because a true Christian would never feel dry inside.
因为主那天对撒玛利亚的妇人这样说。
Because Jesus told the Samaritan woman.
你所得的活泉要直涌到永生。
He said to her that the spring, the water that you receive shall well up to eternal life.
你知道在圣经里面这个 eternal 这个字啊，有可以用另外一个字来说明。
You know the word eternal can be explained by some other term in the Bible.
那个字呢可以用作 everlasting.
It also means everlasting.
啊，这个水呢是源源不断的供应。
That this supply of water is everlasting.
旧的生命，世界的水，它是会枯干的。
The water from this world will dry up.
但是主告诉我们说呢，你所得着的这个活泉是直涌到永生。
But the Lord had told us that the very spring of water that you receive shall well up to eternal life.
从你那天得着的开始。
From the moment that you receive that living water.
它一生跟随你。
It will follow you all through your
life. 任何一个时候都是会成为你里面的活泉。
Any moment, any time, it will become that living water within you.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这里给我们一个重要的提醒。
It gives a very great reminder.
当你觉得干渴的时候。
That when you feel dry.
当你觉得里面枯干的时候。
When you feel exhausted,
这是一个警讯，告诉我们说什么？你远离神了。
That is a warning sign to tell you that you have distant from God.
只有远离神的人，离开主的人才会枯干。
Only those who are distant from God and you're separated from God, you will feel this dryness.
你弃绝了这个活水的源头。
Because you have forsook this source of the living water.
你转移了你的注意力。
And you have shifted your attention.
这段日子可能你所注意的是知识。
Perhaps this period of time you pay attention to knowledge.
你注意的是工作。
And to your career.
你注意的是教会的活动。
To the activities even within church.
你是注意了各样不同的恩赐。
Or your giftings and talents.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
任何时候的一个偏离。
Anytime when you shift from and deviate.
都会叫你里面觉得枯干。
It will cause you to feel dry.
我们晓得今天圣灵最大的工作。
Brothers and sisters, the greatest work of the Holy Spirit nowadays.
带到主的跟前
is to bring us before the presence of the Lord.
让我们不断地从这个泉源里面呢的供应
So continually we will be supplied from that living water.
任何东西都不能代替这个
That nothing can replace it.
你知道我曾经碰见过有一些弟兄姊妹他们呢真是追求圣灵的充满
And brothers and sisters, I met some brothers and sisters in the past who really pursued after the filling and outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
当他们做见证的时候
When they gave a testimony.
他们交通的时候
When they fellowship and shared.
讲他那个主的灵在他身上多么的快乐多么的有能力多么带来快乐
And what a great joy and power the Spirit of God brought in their life.
但是在私下生活中我跟他们也接触
Yet when I get in contact with them in their private life,
我能深深感觉他们的生活中中
人就有枯干的现象，不满足的现
象。I can still sense that dissatisfaction, that dryness in their life.
弟兄姊妹们
，Friends, sisters,
神给圣灵的恩赐是宝贵的。
God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that is precious.
但是这些东西不能代替生命。
But that in itself cannot replace life.
你如果连于这个生命的源头
，When you are connected to the head, to the source of this life,
弟兄姊妹，这个泉源在里面会不断的涌流出来。
Then the spring of living water will continue to well up within you.
那么在这里哈，有一个问题，属灵经历的问题，我们需要解释一下。
And there is some explanation I need to give concerning a certain spiritual experiences.
因为在基督徒的生活里面，有的时候我们会产生一种不满足的感觉。
And because as a Christian, sometimes we sense this dissatisfaction within us.
假如我们不能这样分辨的话呢？
And if we're not able to discern,
我们有的时候在主的跟前呢，会产生一个很窘迫的现象。
And sometimes we will be in lost in this embarrassing condition before the Lord.
啊，我年轻时候我对这个也不大懂。
And when I was young, I did not, I wasn't able to discern very well.
啊，所以有的时候碰见一些情，哎，人家说孙弟兄，你也会不满足吗？
And so some people would say to me, well, brother, son, you will have a dissatisfaction as well.
的确，我里面有的时候会有不满足。
Yes, sometimes, indeed, I have the sense of dissatisfaction.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，
直
到呢有一天啊
，until one day.
那么，我读到斯百克弟兄的书。
And when I came to read Brother Sparks' book.
主给他恩典了，他有时候真的会创出一些很宝贵的一些属灵的名词。
And God have given him this gift, and sometimes he will create a very precious spiritual terminology.
他告诉我们说，基督徒应该有一种所谓的神圣的不满足。
He says that Christians should possess a sense of a holy dissatisfaction.
这个是宝贵的。
And that in itself is precious.
所以那天我看见这个，我忽然之间恍然大悟。
And so all of a sudden I was awakened.
我里面觉得平安。
And I felt peace inside.
因为有很多时候我里面不满足。
Because sometimes I felt this dissatisfaction within me.
但是我觉得我是一个侍奉主的人，所以我在弟兄姊妹面前表现的我还是很满足的。
But I tried to exemplify life that is satisfying life because I'm one who served God.
我想我的主总是丰富的，我不能把它代表错了，对不对
？So I need to represent my God correctly because my God is abundant.
其实这个对我来讲变成一种虚伪的一种态度。
But you know that become a hypocrisy.
不需要有虚伪态度。
I don't need to have a hypocritical attitude.
但是弟兄姊妹，你需要分辨。
Brother and sister, you need to discern.
这种从生命中出来的神圣的不满足跟那个肉体的不满足。中间是有很大的区别。
There is a huge distinction between a dissatisfaction that comes from the lust, with the holy dissatisfaction.
因为这种神圣的不满足呢，它所要求的是一种生命的长进。
Because the holy dissatisfaction demands growth spiritually.
它不是枯干的。
It is not dry.
是有的时候主的同在非常丰富，
yeah.
但是我们里面仍旧有一种的不满足。
Indeed, sometimes we are soaked in God's presence, yet we feel this sense of a dissatisfaction.
你看保罗在罗马的监牢里面得到那么大的启示。
You know how Paul received this great revelation in the prison cell in Rome.
他所写下的以弗所书啊
，And he wrote the book of Ephesians，
把神创世以来所有的计划、荣耀，把它彰显出来
，And has explained to us, manifested to us this glorious will of the Lord's creation。
那是一种何等样的经历呢
？And what kind of experience Paul had？
但是当他写信给腓立比的教会的时候呢
？Yet when he wrote the letter to the church in Philippi，
他仍旧从心灵的深处里面呼喊说。使我认识基督。
Yet in his heart he cries out that I may know Christ.
我要忘记背后的努力面前的。
That I will forsake what's behind me and go forward.
我要竭力的追求。
Press onward to pursue him.
显出来一种矛盾的现象，对不对
？It seems that there is a contradiction.
你已经有好像这么大，但是还是不满足。
And how can you be so dissatisfied when you have such a great revelation experience?
这种就是神圣的不满足。
And that is the holy dissatisfaction.
这种是里面的一种动力。
And that is the driving force for us to grow.
弟兄姊妹们
，Friends, sisters,
那个肉体的不满足
，the dissatisfaction that comes from the lust.
那是一个消极的东西。
It is something passive and negative.
只有这种神圣的不满足是一种积极的东西。
Only the holy dissatisfaction is one that is aggressive, that is positive.
所以虽然主的水从里面涌出来了。
So even as the Lord's water, spring of living water wells up within you.
我们渴望它能够涌流得更大。
It is our desire that it would well up even more.
涌流得更丰富。
Even more abundantly.
那么从我们里面呢能流出活水的江河。
So that from us it will come out this river of living water.
这是一个正常的追求。
That is a natural pursuit.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们。
And sisters.
你会看见在基督徒生活中呢又出现这很多不同的现象。
So you see a different kinds of phenomena in the life of a Christian.
我们能分辨。
And that we should be able to discern.
有些我们看见，有些弟兄姊妹真的是活在新生命的光景中。
And we do see some brothers and sisters really are living in the newness of his, of this life.
啊，所以主给我们的生命是一个不枯竭的一个生命。
So God has given us a life that is inexhaustible.
在满足中有不满足。
That in satisfaction, there's a sense of dissatisfaction.
这是一个矛盾。
So that is a contradiction.
但是这是一个长进的现象。
Yet that is a phenomena of growth.
不是一种枯干的现象。
It is not a condition of being exhausted.
所以很多的时候，基督徒并不懂得怎样回到这个生命里面。
But unfortunately, a lot of times, brothers and sisters don't know how to come back and return to the Lord.
So we 一直追求那个外表上的这种的感觉式的这种的满足。
So we continue to pursue after those sensual satisfaction.
啊，这里明显告诉我们，如果是在这样的情况中，你还是活在旧生命里面。
And the Bible clearly tells us, if you're pursuing after sensual satisfaction, then you're living within the old self.
这是新生活的第二个特征。
That is the second characteristic of a new life.
第三个特征。
And the third characteristic or trait.
我们请弟兄姊妹看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
Chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
或者从第三节读到第四节好了。
Perhaps we'll read from...Verse 1 through verse 4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that it does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
所以第三个新生活的特征呢，就是什么？不能朽坏。
So the third characteristic is that it is incorruptible.
这个不能朽坏的意思就是说呢，它不会变质。
That it will not change its nature.
啊。它没有改变。
That it's unchangeable.
我们记得在希伯来书第十三章里面。
And we remember that in Hebrews chapter 13.
使徒有这样的一句话讲到我们的主。
And the apostles speak of our Lord in such a way.
他说唯有耶稣基督是昨日今日一直到永远都是一样。
He says that Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这就是不能朽坏的一个最好的注解。
And that is the best explanation to what is incorruptible.
我们都晓得食物会改变。
You know that food would change its freshness.
因为有的时候它因为有酵在里面。
And because there is perhaps yeast in it.
所以主耶稣曾经对门徒们说。
And so the Lord Jesus told his disciple once.
他说你们要防备撒都该人跟法利赛人的酵。
He says that you ought to prevent the yeast of the Sadducees and the Pharisees.
也是防备希律的酵。
And to guard against the yeast of Herod.
当时门徒们不太懂啊。
And at that time the disciples didn't understand what
it meant. 他们以为没有饼吃了。
They did not have any bread to eat.
主告诉他们说不是饼啊。
And so they thought he was talking about the bread, but the Lord was saying he's not talking about the bread.
乃是撒都该人和法利赛人的教训。
that the East of the Sadducees and the Pharisees are nothing but their teaching.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们知道有很多的时候当我们的生命中产生变化的时候
You know that when there's certain change that is occurring in our life,
最可怕的东西它变质了
And the most dreadful thing is that its nature changed.
这是因为有孝进来了，所以它变质。
And because the east has come in and it changed its very nature.
啊，这个说明什么呢？就是在生命之外有其他的教训进来了。
And it speaks of we accepting a certain teaching outside of this life.
如果我们不能从主的生命中得着主那个活泼的言语。
If we're not able to receive the living life and the word of the Lord from His life,
而把世界的那些教导的一些教训东西带进来了
and yet we usher in the teachings and doctrines of this world,
那定规开始发酵
then you would become corrupt.
啊，主在马太福音十三章里讲到神的天国的时候
and when Jesus speaks of the kingdom of heaven in chapter 13 of Matthew,
他有一个比喻
He had a parable.
他说有妇人呢把酵拿到这个三斗面里面
And he said that there's a woman who brought this yeast into this flour
结果呢就把这个整个面呢统统把它发起来了
And it caused this whole dough to rise
我们都知道教会啊，教会乃是一个无酵饼是一个新团不应该有酵
You know that church should be a new dough that is without yeast
今天啊，我不晓得在地上很多侍奉主的人呢，常常心里面想，怎么叫教会能够让它发起来才好。
You know, a lot of times those who serve the Lord really think about how do I make this church bigger or mega church.
啊，所以呢，就想了各样的方法呢，那么使它发起来。
So they've been thinking about all kinds of different ways and methods to make the church big and grow in its membership.
这是可怕的东西。
And that is something dreadful.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
出于主的生命
The life that comes from the Lord
它是一个不能朽坏的生命
It is a life that is incorruptible
因为它里面的品质是纯净的
Because its very nature is pure
所以今天我们晓得在地上
So we know nowadays
特别在教会中间充满了各式各样不同的教训
Especially in the church, we are so filled with so kind, all kinds of different doctrines and knowledges.
保罗在以弗所书第四章告诉我们
In Ephesians chapter 4, Paul tells us
当教会长大成人的时候
that when the church grows up and mature into maturity,
不会跟从这些所谓教训之风
It will not follow the winds of all different doctrines.
教训会成风啊，像风一样吹啊。
You know that doctrines and teaching are blowing around just like wind.
今天你如果稍微有一点属灵的感觉啊。
If you have a little bit of spiritual sense.
你看这个风啊到处在吹。
You see how the winds of doctrines just blowing everywhere.
我们晓得这些东西会使我们基督徒属灵生活变质的。
You know that it will cause the nature of our spiritual life to change.
我们诗歌里面呢 有一首诗歌有这样的一句话
And there is a particular phrase in our hymnal
就是我们在主面前呢不应当是客变时反
And that we should not be a group of people who are constantly changeable or changing before the Lord
我们晓得这是肉体的现象
And we know that is a phenomenon of the flesh
旧的生命是变来变去
That his old self will continue to change this way and that
因为呢他受到各式各样不同的影响今天这样明天那样后天那样啊
Because it is directed by all kinds of different influences therefore it causes a change within this life
所以我们要看见这个新的生命在我们的里面
And so we must understand that as this new life is within us
它是一个不会变质的一个生命
It is a life that is unchangeable It is a life that is incorruptible No matter how your circumstances change
事物怎样改变
How environments change
弟兄姊妹它像主耶稣基督一样
Brother and sister, this life is just like Jesus
昨天这样今天这样明天还是那样
That it will be the same yesterday, today and forever
但是请你记得啊，这是在新的生命里面的
Brother and sister, please remember that is only true with this new life
所以我们需要活在 这个生命的里面。
And therefore we need to live within this new life.
你看在旧约圣经里面。
You know, in the Old Testament,
当以色列人献祭的时候,
when the Israelites gather together and consecrate things to the Lord and sacrifice to the Lord,
他们特别献素祭, 献那些香料的时候,
and when they offer out all the spices before the Lord,
圣经说呢, 需要放盐在里面,
and the Bible said that they need to put salt in it.
啊, 所以那个盐要无数。
And so salt is, without number.
那么为什么放盐呢?
Why is that they put salt in it?
就是要叫它不变质。
So that it will not change, it will not be corrupt.
所以圣经中这个盐乃是一个不朽坏的性质。
And therefore, salt represents a nature that is incorruptible.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第五章里面也讲到了。
And therefore, in Matthew chapter 5, the Lord said,
你们就是世界的光，世界的盐。
That you are the light of the world, the salt of the world.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们是世界的盐。
That we are the salt of the world.
那么，怎样做世界的盐
？So how do we become a how do we be a salt？ 只有
活在主的生命里面，有不朽坏的性质。
It is only when you live in the life of the Lord that is incorruptible.
你才能够做盐，对不对
？Then you can become the salt.
主实在是很叹息啊。
You know, sometimes our Lord sighs.
他说：“你看这个世界。”厉害到一个地步，叫盐都会变了味。
That this world is so powerful that it actually changed the taste of the salt.
我们晓得叫盐改变不大容易的，对不对
？You know it is so difficult to change the nature of a salt.
啊，除非你把它里面的分子改变。
Unless you change its molecules.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters.
我们今天是世界的盐。
That today we are the salt of the world.
所以我们首先我们自己在里面能经历。主那个不朽坏的生命。
So first of all, we need to experience this incorruptible life ourselves.
所以主把你摆在这个败坏的世界里面。
Then as the Lord placed you in this corruptible world.
应该是基督徒到哪里，哪里就不朽坏。
That so wherever you travel, you will bring that incorruptibility, undefilability.
这个才是一个正常的现象啊。
That is, that should be the normal condition.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
若是在我们的生命中出现了这些朽坏的东西
If within our life we see something that is corruptible
定规是什么呢定规是你活在旧生命的里面
Then that is because you are living within this old life
因为新生命根本是不可能朽坏的
Because new life is impossible for it to be corruptible
它不会变质
It cannot spoil
你今天会变质
If you become spoiled
就证明你活的不是新生活
Then that proves that you are not living in this new life
所以这是第三个特性
Therefore, and this is the third trait or characteristic of new life And then fourthly
这也是在彼得前书第一章第四节。
And it is also mentioned in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, verse 4.
他讲到这个生活呢是一个不能玷污的生活。
That this life is undefiled.
我们都知道神是圣洁的。
We know that God is holy.
当然神的生命也是圣洁的。
And of course his life is holy.
所以呢神是跟罪完全无关的。
And therefore God has nothing to do with sin.
但是呢，这个不能玷污啊，不仅讲到生命是圣洁的。
Not only undefilable speaks of life being holy.
那么，更说明什么？说明呢，这个生命是个活水。
It also speaks that this life is a living water.
啊，我们知道只有死水啊，会长细菌。
You know that you can only harvest bacteria in dead water, water that does not move, stand still.
死水呢会变污秽。
And it become defiled.
死水呢会长虫的。
And the still water would grow bacteria.
啊，我想这是我们生活上的经验，对不对
？And that is our very experience in our
life. 那么一个水如果是活的话呢
？But if the water is living,
它那个水是绝对不会这个。生虫不会这个变坏。
Then it will never spoil.
因为它不断的流。
Because it continues to flow and fresh supply.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹们，在我们里面，要让这个生命像活水一样不断的涌流。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have this life within us well up continually.
啊，所以这个活呢，是新生活的一个很重要的秘诀。
So to live is a secret of this newness of life.
啊。我们知道撒旦的工作
You know that the work of the enemy
就是要把基督徒把他弄死他。
Is to to destroy, to kill the Christians.
啊，所以在这个世界中充满了各式各样败坏的事物。
So in this world, it is so filled with all these corruptible things.
我有时候感觉在这个世界中，好像我们人的这个生活的空间呢，越来越小了。
And I felt that as we live in the world as Christians, we feel that our space are continue to be limited.
你好像来了一个非常来到一个非常污秽的环境里面。
It feels like you're coming to a very defiled environment.
你随便怎么转动，好像都很容易碰见这些污秽的东西。
No matter where and how you turn, you get in contact, you get contaminated.
我们晓得这是末后时代中的一个很重要的一个特性啊。
And we know that this is a characteristic of this end age.
撒旦的工作就是要来污秽人。
That the work of the enemy is to defile people.
我们如果不知道活在这个新的生命里面。
And if we do not know how to live with this new life,
我们很容易就被玷污了。
Then it is very easy for us to be defiled.
啊，所以圣经这样劝勉我们。
Therefore, the Bible encourages us in such a way.
今天呢，我们应该活一种生活，叫做在世界又不在世界。
That you need to live a life that is that you're in the world yet you're not in the world.
主没有把我们从这个世界中拿走。
The Lord did not take us out of this world.
啊，今天呢。弟兄姊妹们，我想有孩子们的，你们都有这个感觉啊。
You know, as a parent, you would feel the same way.
我们多么希望保护我们的孩子们呢，不要沾染任何世界的污秽。
How much we wish to protect our children so they're not contaminated by the world?
可能吗？
But is it possible?
根本不可能。
It is impossible.
对不对？
Is it true?
你没有办法用任何最好的方式把你的孩子保存在一个情况里面，是一点污秽都不沾染。
It is impossible for you to use any kind of means to protect or shelter your children that they will never be contaminated.
那么，你有什么办法来帮助他呢
？So how can you help him or her?
今天世界上，我想在基督教里面开了多少的会议啊！
You know how many conventions or conferences being held in Christianity?
研究怎么样能保护我们的孩子们。
They try to do research and talk about how do we protect our children.
怎么样教养我们的儿女。
How to discipline and raise up our children.
有最好的方法吗？
And is there a best way?
可能最好的方法我们都用过了。
Even that we have used the best way perhaps.
到最后你会发现。
But at the end.
是无用的。
You will find it's useless.
可能呢有暂时一点用处。
Perhaps you see some fruit comes out of it temporarily.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
因为我们一个人生下来，我们里面就有败坏的天性。
You know why? It's because we are born with a sinful nature.
那么这个世界呢，又握在那个恶者的手下。
And this world is under the control of the evil one.
他又用着许多败坏的事物来引诱人。
And he entices people with all these corruptible or defiled things.
有谁能逃脱仇敌的网罗呢
？Anyone who can escape from his snare?
有谁能够不掉在仇敌的陷阱里面呢
？Anyone who cannot fall into the trap of the enemy?
弟兄姊妹，只有你活在新生命的里面。
Brother and sister, it is only possible when you live within the newness of life.
这是神给我们的路。
That is the only way God has given to us.
当你活在这个新生命里面的时候。
That as you live within His life.
这个生命是不能玷污的生命。
That it is a life that is undefiled.
你要让这个生命在里面不断的涌流。
That as you allow this undefiled life to flow out within you.
所以我想我们的经验告诉我们。
And as our experience tells us.
当你一个像一个泉水的话。
When you are like a spring.
你不管把它丢什么脏东西进去啊。
No matter what you throw into that spring.
它通通把你冲走。
It will just flush it away.
是不是这样呢
？Isn't it true?
你能把它玷污吗
？Can you defile the spring?
那不可能的。
It is not possible.
因为它里面水不断的往外涌。
Because the water continued to well up.
啊，如果这个泉源越大的话呢
？And the greater the spring.
哦，那个力量就越大。
The greater the power.
你把任何脏东西丢进，它都能把你冲走。
You put anything that's defiled in it, it will just flush it away.
所以基督徒今天在这个世界中啊
，Therefore, brothers and sisters, as we live in this world,
那沾染污秽是不可能避免的。
And it is impossible for you not to get in contact with
anything that's defiled. 但是那个秘诀是什么呢？里面有生命的活泉。
But the secret is that you have this spring of living water within you.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的经历中是这样。
Brothers and sisters, that is so true with our experiences.
啊，我为着年轻的弟兄姊妹，我讲一点我幼年的故事。
And for some young brothers and sisters, I will share with you a story from my youth.
啊， 虽然我的父母啊，这管我蛮严格的。
Even though my parents were pretty strict with me.
但是我生活的环境是污秽的。
But the environment that I live in is one that's defiled.
所以我从小学到初中。
So from elementary school to junior high.
跟那些同学们混在一起。
And as I be around with my friends.
这些年轻孩子们呢，会乱讲话，讲脏话的。
And those peers of mine, they would speak words that's unclean.
虽然我家教很好，但是我也难免。
So even though my parent taught me well, but I still would speak some of those inappropriate words.
所以你这个耳濡目染呢、啊？你这个跟着他们就不自觉的，你这些东西都进来了。
Because you're so influenced and soaked in within that culture, it's very natural for you to say those things and do the same thing.
所以别人讲脏话，我也跟着他们讲脏话。
So when they say some defiled words and bad words, I would just say the same thing.
不觉得的。
And I don't feel anything different about it.
我想你们年轻人有这样的经验。
And perhaps some of you have the same experience.
有时候年轻人在一起，谁讲的越多，他越觉得了不起的。
And some young people, they would boast and how much dirty words they can speak.
是不是这样呢？
Isn't it true?
那有一天我得救了。
But one day after I was saved.
我还没有读到以弗所书里面讲说呢，那个不符合圣徒体统的言语是不能讲的，因此妄语不可以说的。我他圣经都还没读到。
I haven't even finished reading my Bible and get to the book of Ephesians, which taught us not to speak of all these words.
但是主的生命已经进到我里面了。
Yet the life of the Lord has already entered into mine.
所以那个时候主吸引我，我也有点心爱主。
So as the Lord draw near to me and I love the Lord.
感谢主，有一天这个生命的活泉从我里面开始涌出来了。
One day this spring of living water began to well up within me.
当这个生命里面开始一涌的时候呢，
and when this spring of living water just began to well up within me,
所有的脏话统统冲走了。
All these dirty words just flushed away.
所以从那天开始起，我口中再也没脏话。
From that day on, I never spoke a dirty word.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
这个不是因为人教导。
You know, that's not because of teaching of man.
我们知道教导没有多大用处。
Because just teaching them and telling them not to do so, it doesn't work.
我两个孩子，我那小时候他们有时候讲脏话。
And my two children, sometime when they're young, they also said those words.
我姊妹很生气啊。
And my wife was very angry.
你不要看她平常很温柔的。
And don't think that she's very mild and meek and gentle.
气的啊，那个孩子个屁股上拿那个擀面杖。
She took out this thick roller thing.
那一棍子打下去，连我都心疼啊，心疼得不得了。
And spanked to a point that I felt hurt.
是这样一棍子就把它打掉了吗？
And did I got rid of the problem?
弟兄姊妹，打不掉的。
No.
是主的生命在里面。
It is the life of the Lord.
所以我们要感谢主。
So we need to thank the Lord.
主给我们的生命是何等宝贵的生命啊。
What a precious life that God has given to us.
这个生命是一个不能玷污的生命。
That it is a life that is undefiled.
今天我们要不沾染这个世界的污秽。
That today, in order not to touch the world,
我们晓得人类的道德已经破产了。
You know that we are so corrupt and so bankrupt in our moral system.
没有一个宗教，没有一个力量能维系这个。
There's not one religion, not power, not source of power is able to keep up with that moral system.
我想你们最近可能都看见新闻。
And I think that you've read the news lately.
在荷兰天主教有上千件的事情，这些神父他们侵害那些年轻的孩子们，性侵害。
That in Holland, there's so many bishops within the Catholic world who had molested children.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
说明一件什么事呢？
It speaks of one thing.
宗教的力量也没办法维系的。
That the power of religion cannot help you
sustain your moral standard.
Because our moral standard has bankrupt.
我们要怎样活在主跟前呢？
How do we live before the Lord?
你不要忘记主给你的生命是一个活泉的生命。
Do not forget that the Lord has given you a life that is like a spring of living water.
你只有回到这个生命的跟前， 你才可能经历什么叫做不玷污。
Only when you come before this life, the source of this life, that you will experience an undefiled life.
你只有把你的孩子们带到主的跟前，叫他们经历这个生命。
Only when you bring your children before the presence of the Lord and have them experience and encounter God.
他们在这个污秽的世界里面才能够不被玷污。
Then they will not be, they will remain undefiled in this corrupted world.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当我们能活着一个不玷污的生命，证明你活着新生活。
So, brother and sister, and when you are able to live out an undefiled life, that it proves that you are living out this newness.
啊，我想我们不需要明着讲，我们个人心里很清楚啊。
And I think that we each know ourselves very well.
求主光照我们。
May the Lord enlighten us.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
啊，让我们要知道主已经把这么宝贵的生命给了我们。
That we may come to know that God has given us such a precious life.
我们应当怎样活在这个这个生命的里面。
And how we ought to live before the new life that God has given to us.
所以一个基督徒不犯罪。
So for a Christian not to sin,
不是因为他已经脱离了罪的本性。
It is not because he is separated from the nature of sin.
乃是因为有这个新生命在里面。
But because he has this new life within him.
这个不能玷污的生命带他过着一个无罪的生活。
That an undefiled life would lay him in a life that is incorruptible.
不是外面的教导。
And it's not the outward teaching.
我们可以在这个世界中用各式各样的东西。
We can use all the things that the resource that the world offers.
所以保罗也告诉我们了。
And also Paul tells us.
基督徒要用事物像不用事物。
That you use these things as you are not using them.
啊，主给你很好的房子，给你很好的车子，给你很好生活的环境，感谢主。
You thank the Lord when God is giving you a big house and good car and etc.
但是呢，你的心不能摆在这些事物上面。
Yet these should not be the things that draw your heart to.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brother and sister，
我们知道这样的教导是不容易做到的。
I know that it's very hard to carry out this teaching.
但是如果你活在新生命的里面
，But if you live within this newness of life，
你就发现很容易的就度过这些难处。
Then you realize it's quite easy.
啊，对不起，时间没有了。
And sorry I ran out of time.
我下面的点我就留到下次讲好了。
Perhaps I'll reserve the rest till next time.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，今天早晨呢，我要和所有的弟兄姊妹们相互之间一个勉励。
And this morning I would like to encourage you and also myself.
如果你是新蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，
If you are one who had just newly become a new believer,
希望从今天开始你明白这个道理。
I pray that you would begin to understand, this teaching.
如果你是多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，
If you're one who has been a Christian for many years,
希望你被主的话提醒。
I pray that you would be reminded by the word of the Lord.
你要重新回到这个生命的根基上面。
That return to the foundation of this new life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们只有过新的生活，我们才能荣耀我们的主。
It is, you can only glorify God when you live out this new life.
哎，不是你祷告声音大就行了，不是的。
It is not enough for you to pray loud.
也不是你外面热心多就行了，不是的。
Or is it by your zeal? That is enough.
你乃是要活在这个生命里面，把那个新生命的样式把它活出来。
But to live in this newness of life and to manifest the characteristic of his life.
那个才叫做真正的把荣耀归给神。
And that is to, by doing so, you are giving glory to God.
那个才是真正的见证。
And that is a true testimony.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们已经相信主了。
And we have believed the Lord.
我们已经有了新生命。
We have this life.
让这个生命在我们的里面能够显出他自己的一些特性。
Let us manifest and allow this life to live out itself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们觉得在这个末后的时代，
And it is our sense that in this end times,
主所要做的一个最重要的恢复工作，
That one of the things that God wants to restore,
就是把我们重新带回到生命的根基上。
And that is to bring us back to the foundation of his life.
并且我们晓得离开这个我们完全没有路的。
And then because apart from it, we have no other way.
好吧，我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Shall we sing a hymn together?
396首。
396。
诗歌396首。
396。
非我为主。
Not I, but Christ.
我们就唱第一节、第二节和第五节。
We'll just sing stanzas 1, 2, and 5.
请大家一起起立来唱吧。
Shall we stand?
我们唱完之后呢，我们每个弟兄姊妹在主面前呢，个人有一点祷告。
And then after we sing the hymn, we'll have some prayer before the Lord.
我们求主今天早晨向我们施恩典。
We may the Lord be gracious to us.
把我们的生活能够有一个改变。
That there would be a change within our lives.
带领我们。
That he would lead us.
重新回到这个生命的点上。
Back to the very foundation of his life.
我们一起来唱。
Let's sing.
非我为尊被人高举被爱敬非我为尊被人传扬相信非我为尊现在言语和不悟非我为尊现在思想态度哦，求主救我脱离自己，失去在你里面。哦，但愿不再是自己为主活我里面，非我为主，是我一切的起手。非我为尊是攻击的源头非我为尊是我所为而工作非我为尊是我所为生活哦，求主救我脱离自己失去在你里面哦，但愿不再是自己为主活我里面主唯有主不就充满我眼睛荣耀无边不就就有显明要用手我的感谢耶稣基督要用使我一切哦，求主救我脱离自己失去在你里面哦，但愿不再是自己为主活我里面
我们最后把这个副歌哈，我们再唱一遍。但愿真实成为我们里面的祷告。
Let's sing the refrain again, and may it become our very prayer.
我们恳求那位救我们的主。
We pray to our Savior.
永远是我们救主的主。
The one who forever to be our Savior.
救我们脱离这个可怕的世界。
Save us from this dreadful world.
救我们脱离这个可怕的时候。
And save us from this dreadful hour.
让他所赐给我们的生命。
That the life that he has given to us.
在我们身上真实能显出那个荣耀。
May be manifesting its glory to us.
让主的心得到满足。
So that his heart may be satisfied.
我们再把这个副歌唱一遍。
Let's sing the refrain.
哦，求主救我脱离自己失去在你里面哦，但愿不再是自己为主活我里面
我们一同在主面前祷告
Let's pray before the Lord Lord
Jesus 主啊早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前我们是你救赎的百姓主我们理当为着你的荣耀活着主你已经把我们从仇敌的手中救赎回来已经把我们从污泥中拉出来求你不叫我们再掉在那个污泥当中主啊让我们真是脱离外邦人生活的方式让我们知道如何活在你的面前
这时代是一个可怕的时代，求你用恩手保护你自己的百姓。谢谢你，谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。主，早晨我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we all stand before you.
我们首先把我们的感谢归给你。
Lord, first of all, we give you our thanksgiving.
因为像我们这样一个败坏、充满罪恶的人。
Because as wicked and full of sin as we are,
又活在这么一个罪恶的世界里，
and living in such a sinful world,
我们原来是一无盼望的。
Lord, we were without hope.
感谢你，我们付上重大的代价。
Lord, we thank you for paying such a dreadful price.
把我们从仇敌的手中救回来。
That you saved us from the hands of the enemy.
也把我们从世界中从污泥里面从粪堆里面救拔出来。
You saved us from this world, from the dirt of this world.
主啊，你要你的百姓成为圣洁的百姓。
Lord, you desire your people to become holy.
能成为你自己的见证。
And to become your testimony.
主啊，你把我们从何等样的光景带回到你自己的荣耀里。
Lord, from what a dreadful condition you have saved us and brought us back to you.
你也知道我们无力来过这种圣洁的生活。
Lord, you know full well that we're incapable to live out such a holy life.
所以你把你自己的生命给了我们。
Therefore, you have given us your life.
主啊，这个生命是一个复活的生命。
Lord, this life is a resurrected life.
是充满大能的生命。
It is a life that is full of power.
我们什么时候活在这个生命的里面？
Or whenever we live within this life.
我们看见仇敌在我们身上就不能做什么。
We see our enemies defeated.
我们看见世界就不能玷污我们。
We see the world is not able to defile us.
我们的生命中就充满了新鲜的事物。
That there will be freshness in our life.
我们能够活泼的活在你的面前。
That we can live so freshly before you.
亲爱的主啊，
Friends, dear God,
今天早晨求你开我们的眼睛。
Lord, please open our eyes this morning.
让我们看见你所给我们的恩典。
That we may truly see the grace you have given to us.
但愿在座不论是刚刚蒙恩得救的或多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，
that every one of us here, whether it's many years as Christian or just becoming a Christian,
让我们都知道如何回到这个生命的源头里面。
That we will all know how to come back to the source of this life.
主啊，让我们在这里
that here, Lord,
过一个新的生活，
we'll be able to live a new life.
能够在今天这个黑暗污秽败坏的世界里为你做光明的见证。
That we will give a testimony of light in such a corrupted and defiled world.
主啊，你要救我们脱离我们的无知。
Lord, save us from our ignorance.
用你大能的手握住我们。
And Lord, hold fast to us with your hand.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Dear Lord,
我们所处的时代是一个淫乱邪恶的时代。
Lord, we're living in this world of lust.
时代是一个被完全玷污的时代。
And this world is completely defiled.
唯有你能救我们。
Only you can save us.
唯有你能保护我们。
Only you can protect
and
preserve
us. 我们感谢你，
Lord,
你也愿意保护我们。
That you are willing to preserve us.
所以今天早晨让我们再次把自己交在你的恩手中。
So this morning we commit ourselves once again unto your hand.
主啊，每一个弟兄姊妹都把自己交在你的手中。
Lord, every one of us offer ourselves to you.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们还有不多的日子活在地上。
There, we have a few days left on this earth.
我们知道你很快就要回来。
We know that you're coming is very soon.
愿我们能活一个新的生活。
May we live out a new life.
荣耀你的自己。
To glorify you.
能够迎接你的自己。
And to welcome your coming again.
谢谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence, for being
with us. 垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。